Want to get on the Vancouver page here with you, Elliot. But a quick thought from last night, maybe not from the Maple Leafs point of view, but before we get into Vancouver, what's happening with Calgary right now?
Calgary, I just think, I don't know. I think that the, like, to me, they just look really flat. I think to be successful in the NHL, there, especially this year, there has to be a passion. I just watch it. Like, you know, when that winning goal went in off Hanifin, like I saw a guy who really cares, like the frustration, he smashed his stick. I think he's a guy who's played really hard. I think that now one of the biggest challenges, guys, that when you're out and it really, the math is not their friend, it's going to be really hard to grind your way through this season. I think that's going to be the big challenge in Vancouver right now with what they're going through. Are there going to be players who are going to say, you know, I really don't know if I want to finish this year when we have such a, like, very little chance of making the playoffs? And I think as that season has snowballed away from the Flames, you can really see it on their players that, the edge, the passion, it's really kind of disappearing there.
So let's get then to Vancouver. It seems as if, like, this has been a fluid story going back to last Wednesday. What is the very latest, as we know today, about the Vancouver Canucks and their COVID situation?
I mean, the latest we know is that the good news is, I think some of the players who had, or people around the team that had the really tough symptoms, I think are starting to recover. I haven't spoken to every player, every person that was affected. I wouldn't want to lie to you and say I've spoken to everybody in the organization, but I do know that there were some individuals who had no symptoms. And I know that there were some individuals who had very tough and challenging symptoms. You know, the NHL for a long time considered the Buffalo outbreak to be the harshest one in terms of what people went through, and I think this would surpass it. From what I understand, the people who had the roughest symptoms probably had it the worst of any of the outbreaks so far. And from what I understand, some of the people who had them, there's one individual I know of who had IV, and you know, some of the people that had them, they seem to be starting to recover now. I don't know where this is going to go. The NHL, we know they're not going to practice tomorrow. We know they're not going to play on Thursday, but there's no date at this point in time. The league is not going to set a date or give any particular direction until there's a few days in a row of no positive COVID tests. They haven't had that yet. And they also want to see how everybody here recovers. If this team plays again this year, I don't think they're going to play for a couple weeks. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if it's not until something like 2 weeks today until we see the Canucks play another game, if they have another game. And I just think they want to play, Jeff. They want the team to play, and we'll see how the players feel. But they recognize that we got to see how everybody recovers before that's even a question.
Stewie, I'm going to hand it over to you here in one second. I just want to pick up on one thing, Elliot, that you said there. That word "if" is doing a lot of work in two sentences that you just dropped on us. How serious are the conversations around if they play again this season right now?
Well, I think that's a lot of that's just to kind of protect myself, in the sense that I have a line through this, Jeff, that what's true now might not be true in 10 minutes, right? Right. So I don't want to say that they're coming back to, like, I believe the league's preference is we want them to finish the season. And I think what they're going to do is they're always going to go from the point of view of we'd like to finish the season. And I think there are some players who do want to continue playing. But, you know, we don't know if that's going to be possible yet. So I think that if is just to say life changes very quickly these days. And we have to be careful with what we say.
Gotcha.
So what would this mean for Vancouver at the trade deadline if they do decide to become sellers? If they decide to shut the season down, can they still trade away pieces? Like, what would that mean in the short term for this Canucks team?
Boy, that's a good question, Stewie. And, you know, like the number one thing that I'm thinking this day around this time as I do my work and research is the hockey is secondary, and that the recovery of the players is most important. The best answer I can give you is, you know, I think that, look, like nobody's getting traded from there until we know what their situation is and whether or not they've been affected, how serious the symptoms are, and how they feel as a person. But there's another level to it now, Anthony, and that is, like, you know, some of the players who have families, they might not be willing to leave their families. And that's what, you know, and I think that's a, like, I was thinking about this today, like, you know, what if I was a player on the Canucks and I knew that if I got traded, my wife and however many kids we had were going to have to stay alone. And I'm not convinced anyone's going to want that. And I can't blame them. So I do think that that's going to be another factor here, is that I could see some players who could potentially be dealt, if they have their families in Vancouver with them, saying that's not a situation I'm willing to accept. And you know, well, I'm not saying for sure that's going to happen, but I know that that conversation has come up, that some of these players now might be not willing to separate from their families. And I think people will understand that.
As you say that, Elliot, I can't help but think of, you know, the other thing you mentioned on air was the playoff bubble format. And, like, you know, a lot of these families going through so much for so long, we asked them to do it once. I'm not sure you asked them to do it twice if you get a resounding yes from the boys. So what is the update on playoff bubbles? And I guess would that be one in Canada, one in the U.S.? How would that work, and what could happen there?
Well, Justin, I heard a couple of, you know, kind of funny stories, like just funny in the sense of the times after that got reported. I was told that one team in was watching the broadcast and said, and like just started howling when that came up. And I had a player, I said this to Jeff on the podcast, they had a player text me saying, there's no way that that's really true, and they're just trying to scare us, right? And I said, you know, like, I checked this with the league and the Players Association. I said, is there any chance this could happen? And, you know, I think there's, like, I don't know how you can't have a contingency plan for it, Justin. Like, if this, like, this variant in BC, it's a big deal. And we know now, the Alberta government said on the weekend that there's an outbreak of it in Alberta. I don't know much about it, but we just know there's one. Like, I don't know how you can't have a contingency plan. I don't know how you can't. Like, I don't think anybody wants that. I think it's the absolute last resort, Justin. But I just understand that I was told that they're going to start discussing it today just because they realize they better have a contingency plan.
You know, we're focusing a lot on, you know, what Vancouver is going to do here, and we're all dealing in these are all hypothetical situations, obviously. But to your point, Elliot, conversations have to be had between the NHL and Players Association about all of it. So if we think eventually the Vancouver Canucks come back to playing in the NHL, would it be beyond the realm of possibility for some Canadian team, or maybe some Canadian teams, to say, we're uncomfortable going to BC. We're uncomfortable going to Vancouver to play.
I mean, it's always possible. Like, like the league sent out a memo on Saturday night, like just saying to teams, like, this is not the time to be fooling around with the protocols. And that, you know, I think there's an understanding, just like there is in life, that everybody's going through COVID fatigue, right?
Yep.
You know, I don't know a person who isn't on some level going through that. And I think it's very human, and I think it's something a lot of people are battling with. But, you know, that said, we've got a variant here that is really troublesome. And I think that, you know, I think that all reactions are understandable. And I think that that's part of the juggling act the NHL is going to have to do here. Like I said, Jeff, I don't have all the answers. I don't know how this is all going to play out. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if if some team says that we're not comfortable with going there, you know, I don't know what the answer is at this point in time. But, like, I mean, all we can do is hope that in a week or two we have better answers than we do now, right?
Yeah. You see, the one thing that I do concern about, and this goes back to Justin's question as well, to your report Saturday about the bubble. This is a regular season situation with a team that's outside the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I guess the big question is, what happens if this happens while the playoffs is going on?
That's exactly the question. Like, that's why I think the bubble talk is going to at least occur.
I think
because
so.
You have to be prepared for that. Like, I don't think anybody wants that. I know the players don't want it. I know the teams don't want it. I don't think any of us want it, right?
No one does. Nobody
does. But how can you not at least have the conversations and be prepared for it?
100%. Stewie.
Well, I was watching games over the weekend in Tampa and Florida and Boston, and all this, you know, all the arenas had fans in the stands. So do you see the NHL maybe retracting that policy, or is the cat already out of the bag?
Well, I think, Anthony, it just depends on what happens in all these markets, right? Like, if this variant, starts to become more wide. I mean, the difference is that, you know, the other thing too here, and this is some, I do believe that this is a frustration in Canada too. I think not only in hockey, but everywhere. Like, the U.S. is way ahead in vaccinations than we are. And, you know, vaccinations don't solve all the problems, but they're a huge part of solving the problem. And, like, I just know that some of the U.S. teams reacted very differently than we did to what's happening in Vancouver, because they just feel that they're further ahead in terms of the vaccination protection. So I think it probably comes down to, A, what the situation is in their market, B, what proof they can get of in terms of, or comfort in terms of vaccination. I mean, I think it's a very different question south of the border is than it is north of the border. Like, you know, like, we are not vaccinated at the same level as the U.S. is, and that's part of the entire decision-making process.
Well, that brings me to exactly what I wanted to get a sense for from you, was just where U.S. teams are at in terms of vaccination and percentages. It, you know, there were rumors that the Bruins were 100% vaccinated, which was, I saw that someone had disputed that. Do you have some sense for where they're at in the U.S. right now?
They're much farther ahead than we are. Like, you know, last night we had that situation with Dallas, Carolina. And I watched Jim Nill's media conference on Zoom after the game, and he said the traveling party is fully vaccinated. And I do think there are a lot of teams there that have been at least got their first shot, as if not entirely. I can't go team by team, but I think that they are way ahead of us. And Justin, you think Dallas would be the only team? I doubt it. I think they're right. Just way, and it's not like they're jumping the queue there either. Like, a lot of people do qualify.
I want to end on this one. This is trade deadline week. Trade deadline is next Monday. We'll be up early and on the air at Sportsnet starting at 8 a.m. Give me one team, Elliot, out of all 31, which one team are you most interested in this week? Which team should we have an eye on?
Well, I think number one on my list is Toronto, because I think that, you know, I think we're all expecting that they're going to do something. And, you know, I'm on a Toronto radio show, so I should give the proper answer.
Politically sound. Very.
No.
Running for office,
that.
Are we?
Yeah, no, never. Why would I want to debase myself? But, you know, first of all, I think we all think the Leafs are going to do something. And number two, we have this added intrigue of what's going on in goal, right?
Yeah.
So I think that makes them even more fascinating. Number two on my list, I'm going to go a bit off the board. It's going to be Florida. You know, I think they look at it like, we're a good team. We're having a good year. And I think they've got, like, kind of that all-in mentality. And they've got a general manager there and an owner who I don't think are afraid to swing big. Mm-hmm. And so they would be my number two choice. And my number three choice would be the Outsiders, the team of Bourne and Stewart. As they lob fireballs at the NHL and just see where they land.
Coming in hot on Monday. Next Monday, coming in hot.
Yeah. I like it. I like it. Now, a quick follow-up on the Florida situation. Would that be a case of, listen, Belzito's a new general manager, but the team has, in a lot of people's minds, exceeded expectations? And is that the general manager saying, this team has done such a good job that I owe them something, that I owe them a trade?
Well, I think that's part of it, yes. I think they've played really well. Like, look, they're right at the top of the league, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, they've earned the right to say, and they lost a really good player. I think that, you know, the loss of Ekblad is huge. I don't know if you can replace him, but I do think they think like that. Like, we owe it to our guys to try. And, you know, they made a move last week, Hinostroza. Like, yep. To me, that's also a cash clearing move. Like, that's like, to me, that's A, the guy's not playing here. Let's give him an opportunity where he might play. But B, that's also, you know what, it frees up a little bit of cash for us.